我们在以赛亚书十一章的里面稍微交通了一点点。
We have somewhat shared a little bit in Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚十一章里头实在有许多非常非常重要的话。
In Isaiah chapter 11, indeed, there are many, many important words.
但是我不能不提醒弟兄姊妹们。
But I must remind brothers and sisters.
我们在读旧约先知书的时候，特别是读几卷大先知书的时候。
When we're reading the prophetic books in the Old Testament, especially the books of the greater prophets, major prophets.
当然这个以赛亚书就是其中的一章。
And of course, this book of Isaiah is one of them.
那里面说的话太多了。
Now within here, there are so many words.
很容易就把我们的心思打乱了。
Very easily, it will disrupt us.
好像神说话一下子说这样的事情，啪的一下又跑到另外一些事上。
It seems as if God is speaking on one thing and then suddenly shifts the attention to another thing.
当然，如果我们就这样来读进去的时候，我们常常会碰到这样的困扰。
Of course, when we read it in this way, then many times we're disrupted in this way.
但是我们留意一下的时候，圣灵会给我们一个照明。
But when we pay attention, the Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
让我们看见许许灵许许多多好像彼此没有相干的话，原来都是在一个事实的里头。
The Holy Spirit will show us that all these things that seem to have nothing to do with one another actually are in one truth.
那我们最近所念的这一大段了，就碰到这种情形。
Now recently, this larger passage, these few chapters will encounter the same way.
我们从第七章那里开始。
We started with Isaiah chapter 7.
那因着亚兰跟以色列的联手要对付犹大。
It is because there was a union between Syria and Israel to deal with Judah.
那就引出了神在那里先说了一个话。
Then it brought forth God speaking these words.
什么话呢？
What words are they?
他要叫那个不信的犹大王来看见神要做什么。
So that the unbelieving king of Judah would be able to see what it is God will do.
在当时的情形来说，是叫犹大王他们看见神不会让犹大落在仇敌的手。
At that time, it was for Judah to see that God would not allow for them to fall into the hands of their enemy.
但是因着犹大王的那个愚昧拒绝和顽梗。
But it was because of the foolishness of the king of Judah that he rejected this and his stubbornness.
就让神说了很多的话。
That God spoke many, many words.
这许许多多的话，如果照着当时的光景来说，那是给神的百姓有一点的安慰。
Now, all these many words at that time, it was to comfort the people of God.
虽然他们在神面前仍然是顽梗悖逆的。
Of course, before God, they were still stubborn and rebellious.
但是神还没有到跟他们追讨的时候。
Yet, it was not time for God to chasten after them.
所以神一面给他们责备，一面给他们说话。
Therefore, at the one hand, God admonished them and also spoke to them at the same time.
说勉励的话。
And encouraged them.
指出他们的无知，而引他们回到正路上。
Now, to point forth their ignorance, to direct them back on the right way.
就算他们听不进去。
And even though they would not hear such words,
神还是在那说。
God still continues to speak.
不但是说到当时的光景。
Not only to speak to them, their condition at that time.
重要的是借着当时的光景，说出神在他的永远的旨意的里头神的安排。
But more importantly, God shows them what his eternal plan is and what his arrangements are.
所以当我们从第七章的里头看到神说到要给犹大家一个兆头的时候。
Now, therefore, when God spoke and said that he would give a sign to the house of Judah,
让他们知道神没有放弃他们。
So that God shows them God did not forsake them.
所以虽然有许多的难处，但是他们不至于给神忘记。
Even though there would be many, many hardships, but they will not be forsaken, forgotten by God.
那人的愚昧不要。
Now man's foolishness did not want that.
但是神还是说,
but yet God still spoke.
那神说出一个什么兆头呢?
Now what sign did God speak?
弟兄姊妹记得的,
brothers and sisters, we remember.
必有童女怀孕生子,
and this is the sign that a virgin shall be with child.
人要给他叫名, 名叫以马内利,
and his name shall be Emmanuel.
然后就一连串的在那里说的好些的事情,
and then it continues forth with many things.
那一直说到, 第十一章,
now it continues to speak those things until chapter 11.
那到十一章说完了没有呢?
Now, does those words end in chapter 11?
如果从女人后裔的这一点上来看呢, 神说完了,
if we look at it from the point of the fact that God spoke the sign that the virgin shall be with child, it ends there.
但是因着神给犹大明白, 亚兰跟以色列不能叫他们下去的这一方面来说呢?
But on the point when God wants to comfort Judah that the union of Israel and Syria would not destroy Judah,
神要保护他们,
God will protect them and atone for them,
拯救他们,
to save them.
因着这样的一个挽回和拯救, 就把神心里所藏的一些个话也引发出来。
Because of that deliverance, that salvation, God also brings forth some words that are hidden in his heart.
神心里面所藏的是什么话呢?
Now what are those words in the heart of God?
那是神在他心里头那个恢复的工作的发表。
That is the manifestation of the restoration in the heart of God.
那所以我们从第九章那里开始, 我们看到神把那一个女人的后裔做一个具体的介绍的时候,
therefore, when we look at chapter 9, when God practically introduces this sign to us,
弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事,
then, brothers and sisters, we can see one thing.
他说这一个称为女人的后裔的, 他是谁?
God shows us who the seed of woman is.
并且他显明的时候, 他要做什么事?
And when this seed is manifested, what he is to do.
我们不再回头来看那里, 但是我必须要让弟兄姊妹们看到, 那一个, 婴孩, 那一个女人的后裔, 她是来承接大卫的宝座的。
We won't go back to look into that point, but I want to show brothers and sisters that this child, this promised seed of the woman, is to succeed the throne of David.
但是弟兄姊妹我们不能不留意,
now brothers and sisters, we must take note.
当这个大卫的宝座一摆出来的时候,
when the throne of David is placed forth,
如果我们从表面上来看, 那是以色列的问题,
if we only look at the surface, that only has to do with Israel.
那就是以色列的复兴了,
and that is the restoration of Israel.
那是以色列的给挽回了,
that is the restoration of Israel.
但是我们读下去的时候,
but when we read on further,
那里给我们一个时间的观念,
there it gives us this concept of time.
这个大卫宝座所显出来的那一个政权也好, 那个公义荣耀, 那一切的显明也好,
then all that is manifested regarding the throne of David, whether it's the authority, the justice, the righteousness, or the glory,
那是直到永远的,
that is something that is forever.
那这个时间观念一扎进来,
and when you add on this concept of time,
你立刻就看到一件事,
then immediately we understand,
这不单单是以色列的复兴的问题,
this is not only merely an issue of the restoration of Israel.
神借着那个称为女人的后裔的这一个婴孩要做的呢, 是远比以色列的复兴大多,
but it is through this child, the promised seed of the woman, God is to accomplish even more and even greater things.
大是这个复兴的范围,
it is greater because this restoration is including the whole land.
多乃是说到这一个恢复的那个深度是比犹大的重新的在那里暂住是明显的, 丰富的多。
It is more and deeper because this not only shows us the restoration of Judah, but evidently even more greater than that.
那么当时神说了这些话以后，
Now after God spoke these words,
那来到十一章，
when we get to chapter 11,
那十一章我们稍微轻轻交通了一点点，
we have lightly mentioned about chapter 11.
我想我们到了十一章的时候，
I think when we reach chapter 11,
我们必须要指出一个问题来，
we must point forth one issue.
那就是说神借着这一个称为女人后裔的这一位神的儿子，
That is through this person that's mentioned, the seed of woman, that is the Son of God.
他到地上来的时候，他做一些什么的事情？
When he comes into this world, what is it that he is to do?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
关于主的自己这个部分，就是十一章提到耶西之本的所发的那一条，我们不再重复了。
We won't repeat what we mentioned about chapter 11, verse 1, that he is the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow forth out of its roots.
但是我们必须要在当他显明出来的时候，他带出一个什么的光景。
But we'll share when he is manifested, what condition will he manifest?
他做出一个什么的结果。
And what is the result that he will bring forth?
那么当然这一个结果，如果我们看得明确的话，那对当时来说固然是安慰。
Of course, if we're very clear on the result that he will bring forth at, for them at that time, it was a comfort.
但是同时神在那里启示他的那个永远的旨意的执行。
But at the same time, God is revealing to us execution of his eternal plan.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
当这个耶稣的的本所发出来的那一条枝子，
That is when a rod comes forth out of the stem of Jesse, this branch.
我们都知道那个不是指着大卫。
We know that it's not speaking of David.
那个是指着将来道成肉身的那一位神的儿子。
That is speaking about the Son of God, the Word who became flesh, our Lord.
当他到地上来做完了他所要做的事情，
Now when he comes on earth to finish what he is to do,
那他所做的要带出一个什么的结果呢？
Then what is the result that his finished work will bring
forth? 我们常常就从这里看到他恢复的工作的表面。
Now many times from here we're able to see the surface of his restoration.
因为从第六节一直到第九节，那就是说到他把这个地恢复到一个什么样的光景？
Because chapter 11 verse 6 to verse 9 tells us the condition of his revival of this land, what condition it brings about.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们稍微注意一下的话，你立刻发觉。
But brothers and sisters, if we pay attention, immediately we'll discover.
这一个恢复不是指着以色列。
This restoration is not speaking about the nation of
Israel. 因为以色列如果是这里指着以色列的话，那以色列就成了一个动物园了。
Now, because if this is speaking about Israel, then Israel will become like a zoo.
但这里你明明看见好像是一个动物园。
Here, this seems like it's describing to us a zoo.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你晓得神在以色列的恢复，那个重点是恢复他们的那一个用人的话来讲，他们那个以色列国的那个独立的行政、经济各方面的那一个就是管制的层次的那个显明。
Now when we speak on the restoration of Israel, it is speaking as the restoration as a nation so that they're independent, they can govern on their own, and in all facets of government, they are independent.
如果是说到以色列的问题的时候，那是人做主题。
When we speak on the theme of Israel, that points out for us that man is the theme.
但是我们看第六章，第六节到第九节。
But when we look at verses 6 through 9 here in chapter 11,
你看到人，
we can see man,
但是人不是主题。
But man is not the theme here.
什么是主题？
What is the theme, the main characters here?
动物是主题。
It is the animals.
你说，如果以色列的复兴复生成这个样子，刚才我说以色列要成为一个动物园了，你看这样的
Then, if this revival and these verses is describing Israel's restoration, then I've put it correctly that it is describing a restoration of like a zoo.
当然,
of course, in the will of God, Israel must be restored.
因为在第七章的时候, 主的话是说得那么清楚, 万军之耶和华的热心一成就这事。
Because in chapter 7, it tells us very clearly that the zeal of the Lord shall complete it.
但是在这里给我们看到的,
but here, what we can see,
它是完全是自然界的东西,
it seems like all these things are only in the natural world,
当中的光景,
and especially the condition of the animal kingdom.
但主的灵要把我们的那个属灵的眼睛稍微
But the Spirit of the Lord must somewhat open up our spiritual eyes.
弟兄姊妹你马上就看到,
then, brothers and sisters, you immediately see.
这是一个恢复,
this is a restoration.
什么恢复呢?
What restoration?
伊甸园的恢复,
it is the restoration of the Garden of Eden.
所以那个重点是在末了那一句话,
and so the emphasis is on the last verse here.
在我圣山的边处, 这一切都不伤人, 不害物, 那是第九节开头,
it is the beginning of verse 9, the first two sentences. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all of my holy mountain.
在这里所提到的那个眼见的各种各样的光景, 在哪里发生呢?
That is all the phenomenon that is described in this condition. Where would that take place?
神说在我圣山的边处,
God says, in all of my holy mountain.
弟兄姊妹们,我们读以赛亚书,
brothers and sisters, especially when we read Isaiah,
以赛亚书里面好多处地方用山来作为一个国家的表明,
in the book of Isaiah, many times this word mountain describes to us as a nation.
那因此弟兄姊妹你可以很明显的在这里留意到,
so brothers and sisters, here very evidently we can see,
就算我们不把这个意思连到以山来指明一个国家,
even if we do not connect this meaning of mountain to represent a nation,
就照着字面来说,
even on the surface of the word here,
在神所在的地方,
it is where the Lord is,
在神所在的那个高处,
it is in the high place where God is,
一切的光景就是如此,
and this is the condition of all that is in that place.
但弟兄姊妹你注意了,
now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这许许多的光景, 神不是说在天上,
now, all this condition, God does not say it is in heaven.
他既然用山来说明,
if God says it is using the term mountain, then it is on earth.
那在什么事情, 是在什么时候我们看见过这种光景呢?
And at what time have we seen this condition described before?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在我们的祖宗没有堕落以前, 伊甸园的光景,
it is before our forefather fell, and this is the condition in the Garden of Eden.
那因此用着你看到一件事,
therefore, brothers and sisters, we see one thing.
但神借着对犹大来说明, 神要负犹大的那个,
when God speaks to Judah to tell them that he will bear the responsibility to keep them as a nation,
如果犹大, 在神面前犯罪不悔改, 神管教, 神鞭打他们,
now, if Judah continues to sin and would not repent and return to God, God would discipline them and punish them.
但是神的管教和鞭打不等于神放弃他们,
but even though God disciplines and scourges them, does not mean God will forsake them.
神那个管教, 神那个鞭打, 乃是要挽回他们,
God's discipline and scourging upon them is in order to restore them.
挽回他们到一个什么地步呢?
To restore them to what condition?
当然对犹大来说, 对以色列来说,
of course, to Judah and to Israel,
底下就要讲到我留到底下,
it will describe to us later on, and I will keep that for later. But through the encounter which Judah will encounter, and God tells them that God will be responsible for them,
神借着成全对他们的安全, 就把 神在他们中间工作的那个远景给他们解开。
Through that experience, God will also reveal to us a further condition of that situation.
那所以我们说，在当神在这里说话的时候，说到这一个地方，说到是那个神的儿子道成肉身这个事情的时候，神就给我们看到他的一个进程的目标。
Therefore, we have said that when God shows us that His Son will become the Word, become flesh, we will see the condition that God will establish His will.
一个比较短程的那个目标。
And a short, short stage completion of His will.
是要恢复神的国度在地。
And that is to establish, restore His kingdom on earth.
那神的国度在地和以色列有很直接的关系。
Now the restoration of the kingdom on earth has a direct relationship with Israel.
因为在旧约里边我们看到国度的应许是神给以色列的。
Because we can see the promise of the kingdom of God on earth is given to Israel.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么因此当神在这里就说到他要在人中间的那个恢复，把人堕落以前那个伊甸的光景恢复过来。
Therefore, here God shows us He will restore the condition of the Garden of Eden before man fell.
那这一个光景就是国度的时候那个一般的那个情形。
And this condition is the general condition during the time of the kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们留意的稍微更细一点。
But brothers and sisters, if we pay attention somewhat even more carefully,
你会发现一件事。
We'll discover one thing.
将来国度在恢复伊甸园的光景的时候，不是一个完全的恢复。
That is when the kingdom is restored into the condition of the Garden of Eden, this is not a complete restoration.
因为如果伊甸的完全的恢复的话
，because if the condition of the Garden of Eden was to be completely restored，
弟兄姊妹，你会看见人的在国度里边那个地位的问题。
Then brothers and sisters will notice the position of man in the kingdom，
因为神起初把人放在伊甸园，那神委托给他们的乃是在那里。
Because in the original condition of the Garden of Eden, when God delegated the authority to man and what their condition was,
但是弟兄姊妹，你在这里你看到，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。
We can see in verse 9 it says, "There shall not hurt or destroy in all of my holy mountain."
是恢复人和自然界的当中的平和。
It restores the peace amongst man and the natural world.
但是没有恢复人在伊甸园里面的那一个完全的地位。
But it did not restore that complete position of man before the fall of Eden.
这是以后的事情，我们在这里不深入进去。
This is later to come. We won't get into it now.
那因此，当我们读到的这个第十一章的时候。
Therefore, when we get into chapter 11 here,
我们就要来做一个小结了。
We'll have a small conclusion.
从第七章一直到十二章。
That is from chapter 7 to chapter 12.
从第七章到十二章间那么许许多多神说的话的里头。
In all these many words of God through chapter 7 through 12.
究竟神在这里说了这么许多的话他的目的在哪？
In fact, all these words of God, what is the purpose of them?
有什么内容？
What content is there?
那我们把它来小结一下。弟兄姊妹，以后我们在读的时候呢，我们就会不再给里边的好像凌乱的那个次序的内容来弄得我们感觉有点苦恼。
Now let us have somewhat of a summary here so that when we read it later on, we will not be so disturbed when we read through these chapters of the small bits and pieces where it seems to have nothing to do with one another.
那我想弟兄姊妹你注意了。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
如果我们要把这几章来做一个小结的话。
If we were to summarize these few chapters.
你很容易看见头一点一当然是安慰当时的。
Very evidently, we can see the first point is to comfort Israel during that time, Judah at that
他们受安慰。
So that in their oppression for the longest time, they will be comforted.
第二件呢?
The second point,
弟兄姊妹们，这一个对我们来说就有很直接的关系。
Then brothers and sisters, this has a direct relationship to do with us.
一面我们看到刚才我们所说到的那是恢复伊甸的那一个启示。
On the one hand, we mentioned that is the revelation of the restoration to the condition of the Garden of Eden.
那当你提到恢复伊甸的那个启示的时候，
But even when we make mention of that revelation to restore to the condition of Eden,
我们就没有办法能停在那个伊甸园的光景。
We cannot only remain in the condition of the Garden of Eden.
我们必须会看到这个在这个恢复的那一个依据。
We must see the foundation, the basis of this restoration.
那么伊甸的恢复的依据在哪里呢?
What is that?
神的救赎。
It is based upon the redemption of God.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，你留意一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention to one thing.
刚才我们轻轻把前头的说到伊甸的一般的光恢复的光景。
Well, we just made mention about this is the general situation when the Garden of Eden's condition is restored.
第十节开始到十二章，你看到有一些段落的起头都是用到那日这三个字来开始。
You can see then starting from verse 10 through chapter 12, there are many sections that begin with this term, these words, and in that day.
到那日是哪一天?
In that day, what day is that?
很显然你就晓得，那就是说到那个女人的后裔显明出来的时候。
Evidently, it is when the promised seed of woman is manifested on that day.
特别在第九章的里边所说到那个婴孩为我们而生的那一段里边所说的事情。
Especially, it goes back about chapter 9 when a child is born, a son is given to us.
到那日。
On that day.
什么日子?
What day is that?
就是那一个道成肉身的神的儿子显明了他那个恢复的果效的时候。
It is in that day when the Son of God, who is the Word become flesh, manifest the fruit of his salvation.
那他恢复他的那个他显明那个恢复的果效，那个果效是什么？
When he manifests the fruit of his restoration, what fruit is that?
他说到那日。
On that day,
你就看到一件事了。
You can see one thing.
什么事呢？
What is that?
他说耶西的根就是这个孩子咯。
This is the stem of Jesse, and that is this child.
就是这一位神成为人的神的儿子咯。
This is the Son of God who became the Son of Man.
而这一个耶西的根
This is the root of Jesse.
他就立作万民的大旗。
He shall stand for an ensign of the people, a banner for the people.
什么叫做万民的大旗呢?
Now what does it mean here, a banner of the people?
那是万民都以他为目标的。
That is, all people will look to him as the goal.
万民都根据他来做受引导的。
All nations will look to him for direction.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
你到一些地方，你看。
When you go to certain places and you look.
他们把旗升起来的时候。
When you see that they raise the flag.
要么就放在高处。
They would put the flag at the high point.
为什么放在高处？
Why is that done?
让人在远处就看到，就是这个地方。
So that from afar, man is able to see, here is the place.
就是这一个点。
It is at this point.
要不然就是放在前头，最前头。
Otherwise, they will put the flag at the very forefront.
但是放在高处是让人都知道这个是那个目标，是那个点。
Now, when the flag is lifted high, it shows man this is the point, this is the place to go.
如果放在前头，弟兄姊妹就特别看见，如果一个队伍行前的行走的时候，最前头的那就是那一那一那一。那那那 那一支旗了。
When the banner is at the forefront, that is when you see the march that is leading a group of people forward, and so the banner goes ahead.
所以说到了那一天。
So on that day,
这一位神的儿子。
This son of God.
这一位成为人子的神的儿子。
And the son of God who is the son of man.
他就成了列国的目的。
He will become the purpose of all nations.
他也就成了列国受引导的那个依据。
He will be the foundation for all the nations to follow.
寻找他做什么依据呢？
And for the Gentiles to seek him for what?
那说到万民，
When it says all nations,
那就是外邦人。
That is the Gentiles.
那是神的百姓以外的。
That is those outside of the people of God.
就是外邦人。
That is the Gentiles.
外邦人必寻求他。
To it shall the Gentiles seek.
他安息之所大有荣耀。
And his rest shall be glorious.
我不详细说字句上的话。
I won't go just in, on the surface of the word.
我说我们能马上就立刻就领会的话。
Then we'll immediately understand these words.
弟兄姊妹这几句话说什么？
Brothers and sisters,
说的什么意思？
What is these words telling us?
乃是说出，当神在恢复那个国度的实况以前，
that is before God is to restore the condition of the kingdom.
神做了一个事，
God has done a thing.
让他的儿子，
so that his son
成为外邦人得安息的所在，
shall be the place where the Gentiles shall seek and find rest.
原来神的工作，
and that is the work of God.
是他跟以色列人中间的关系，
was the relationship between God and Israel.
外邦人并不包括在里头，
it did not include the Gentiles.
说神的工作那个直接的对象，
the direct object of God's work.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了那日。
On that day.
什么日子的？
What day is that?
神恢复的工作显明的日子。
That is the day when the restoration work of God is manifested. 外
邦人就从主那里得了安息。
That the Gentiles will find rest with the Lord.
就在那里接受荣耀。
And they receive glory.
就在那里享用平安。
And there will enjoy peace.
弟兄姊妹这说什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does this tell us?
这不是在旧约的里头，一个教会隐藏的在那里发表的一个事实吗？
In the old covenant, isn't this a hidden manifestation of the church within this?
弟兄姊妹，我们的主没有从死里复活以前。
Brothers and sisters, before our Lord was risen from the dead.
地上没有教会。
There is no church on earth.
地上只有选民。
There is only His chosen race.
那是以色列。
And that is Israel.
那时候地上没有教会。
At that time, there is no church on earth.
什么时候地上有教会？
When was the church born on earth?
神的儿子来。
That is when the Son of God came.
他完成了救赎的工作。
And when He finished the salvation work.
从死里复活了。
And He was raised from the dead.
救恩做好了。
And when the salvation is complete.
外邦人就给完全的吸引过来。
And that is when the Gentiles are drawn.
所以弟兄姊妹看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
那个恢复的工作一显出来了。
That is when the revival work of God is manifested.
立刻你就看见一件事。
Immediately.
原来与神无分无关的外邦人，如今成了神成了他们荣耀的安息。
Now we can see the Gentiles who originally had nothing to do with God now have become the rest of His glory.
这个是我们要小结出来的第二个点。
And that is the second point that we will have from this conclusion.
神借着犹大受欺压而引出女人的后裔所带出的结果当中的一个就是教会
And that is from the oppression of Judah that God has promised the seed of woman. This is one of the points that is brought forth from that stem, and that is that the church shall be established.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个我们就很清楚了。
Now, brothers and sisters, then we're very clear on this.
什么时候能有刚才我们所说到的全地都回到那个平和的没有任何的困扰的那种光景呢？
When will this happen? When the whole land will restore to a land of peace, that there will be no disruption.
必须要在教会长成这个事实完成。
It must be when the church is fully mature and adorned.
也就是使徒行传第二章里边 彼得传福音的信息的时候所提到的。
And that is also in the gospel message of Peter in Acts chapter 2.
啊，说到我们的主要来使万物都复兴。
And that is when our Lord will come and he will reconcile all things.
这使徒行传第二章这段话，弟兄姊妹们要很明确的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be very clear on those words in Acts chapter 2.
哦，对不起，不是第二章，是接下去的那个，第三章。
It's actually in chapter 3 when it continues.
第三章的里头，弟兄姊妹们你留意。
In chapter 3 there, you pay attention, brothers and sisters.
18节
Verse 18.
但神曾借众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样应验了。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
That's from verse 18 to verse 20.
但是现在主还，神还没有把他的儿子再一次差遣来。
But here, that is before God has sent his son to come again for the second time.
为什么呢？
Why?
接下去，弟兄姊妹留意21节。
Then it tells us why in verse 21.
天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候。
Whom the heaven must receive until the times and restitution of all things.
底下的不说了，现在你抓到那个时间了。
We won't go further, but now you can grasp the timeline.
什么时候主来显明那些事呢？
When will the Lord manifest all these things?
什么时候神叫万物都复兴呢？
When will God restore all things?
那我们如果用一个明确的话，我们不用复兴的这个词，我们就用恢复这个词。
Now we won't use the term restoration here, we use this word revival.
什么时候万物得到恢复呢？
When is it that all things will be restored?
国度的时候。
That is during the time of the kingdom.
也就是刚才我们所读那段话的那个所启示出来的那一件事情。
And that is the condition which we previously mentioned, those conditions.
是在国度的时候。
It is during the time of the kingdom.
那国度怎么来出来呢？
And when will the kingdom come forth?
要等主来。
It is until the Lord returns.
那主为什么不来呢？
Why will the Lord return?
因为天把他留住。
He cannot come now because the heavens will keep him.
为什么天把他留住呢？
Why must the heaven receive him? When we read on, then we'll understand.
因为上面的那一个就是说，你们要悔改。
Because previously it says you must repent and be converted.
那使得安舒的日子从主面前来到。
So that the times of refreshing will come from the Lord.
那这很显然给我们从以后的神其他的话里看到，这是教会成长的那一个过程。
Very clearly, we can see from other texts that this is when the church is fully mature.
在教会还在成长的过程里。
That in the maturation of the church now,
天就把我们的主留住。
The heaven has kept our Lord.
就不放他来。
And will receive him and not let him come.
一直等到教会长成了。
Until the church is mature.
天就放他来。
Then the heavens will let him come.
天不再留他的时候，
When the heaven will not keep him,
万物就恢复了。
Then that is where all things will be restored.
你看这个话，彼得怎么知道啊？
Brothers and sisters, how does Peter know these words?
当然是圣灵告诉他。
Of course, it is told to him by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵怎么让彼得知道呢？
How would Peter know from the Holy Spirit?
我不敢说一定是从以赛亚书这些话里边给他。
I dare not say it is from the book of Hosea that enlightened him.
但是如果圣灵真的是用以赛亚书里头的那个话来给他照明，一点也不稀奇。
But it would not amaze me if the Holy Spirit did use the words from Hosea to enlighten Peter.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这实在叫我们看到，我们读以赛亚书，你不没把神说话的那个目的找出来，你就觉得，哎呦，以赛亚书
Indeed, when we read the book of Isaiah, if we do not hold on to the purpose of God's words here, then we'll find it very difficult.
说东说西,说南说北,
God is speaking all over the place. I don't know what he's trying to say. But thank God.
当我们一抓到神那一个说话的目的的时候,
when we're able to grasp the purpose of God's
speaking, 你就看到整个事情很清楚的,
then very easily we see this is very clear.
然后我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
那这一个是这个小节里面的第三点,
this is the third point in this small conclusion here.
是说到教会的被造,
and that is to call us about the establishment of
the church. 但是我们提到教会的被造的时候,
but when we speak about the building of the church,
the
calling of the church,
我们很显然的看到,
very evidently we can see,
就包括了一个事实在里头就是人的不配,
this also includes the fact that man is unworthy.
弟兄姊妹,你看到的,
brothers and sisters, we can see this.
引出神说那么许多的话, 是因着当时犹大的百姓的那个愚昧无知,
the reason why God began to speak all these words was brought about by man's ignorance and foolishness.
那么当然犹大, 以色列, 他们是不配了,
of course, Israel, Judah, they are not worthy.
那外邦人配不配呢?
Would the Gentiles be deserving them?
如果站在旧约的立场上,
if we stand on the footing of the Old Testament,
外邦人根本就不在神工作的对象的范围,
the Gentiles are not even included in the object of God's work.
所以以色列是不配, 外邦人也不配.
So Israel is not worthy, so are the Gentiles, they are unworthy.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
他对教会的呼召,
his calling of the church,
是远远超越了人的不配,
has far exceedingly surpassed the worthiness of
man. 而我们就是这样的蒙恩进过来的,
and this is how we are received and entered by grace.
不然的话我们连门都没有,
otherwise we would not even have a door to enter.
我们感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
那当然还不止是这样,
of course that is not only it.
到那日,
on that day,
到那日,
on that day,
到那又怎么样呢?
On that day, what will happen?
11节,
verse 11.
主必二次伸手, 救回自己百姓中所余剩的。
And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people.
弟兄姊妹注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主必二次伸手,
that the Lord shall extend his hand for the second time.
那头一次伸手在哪里?
When was the first time?
出埃及.
That was when they came out of Egypt.
第二次伸手在哪里?
When was the second time now?
你说巴比伦被掳.
Now you said it was when they were in captivity in Babylon.
不太对哦.
It is not too correct.
怎么不太对呢?
Why is that not correct?
因为底下, 说到第二次伸手, 招聚他的百姓的范围,
because here it gives us the boundary where he will recover the remnant of his people.
因为在这里说到那是被那个第二次伸手救回自己百姓所余剩的是什么是在什么地方呢?
Where are the places where it tells us that when again the second time to recover the remnant of his people?
不错, 包括巴比伦在里头, 但是没有用巴比伦这个名词, 是亚述,
yes, it did include Babylon, but it didn't use the word, the term Babylon, it used Assyria.
但是犹大被掳从巴比伦回来的时候, 就是从巴比伦回来嘛,
but if they were to return from captivity from Babylon, they're just returning from exile in Babylon.
他们没有从巴比伦其他的以外的地方来嘛,
it would not be that they're returning from all other places.
但是你留意这里二次伸手的时候,
but here pay attention when the Lord will deliver them again the second time.
那人的百姓从哪里来?
Where would the people of God return from?
在亚述,
from Assyria,
在埃及,
from Egypt,
巴特罗,
from Pathros,
在古时,
and from Cush,
在以兰,
and Elam,
在士拿,
and Shina,
士拿这个是巴比伦了,
now Shina, this word is Babylon, and from Hamath,
并众海岛,
and from the islands of the sea,
然后再加上这个,
and then another one,
他必向列国树立大旗,
and he shall set up a banner for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel.
说弟兄姊妹, 你不能把这个二次伸手说成是 巴比伦被掳的归回。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot say this deliverance the second time is to return from captivity from Babylon.
因为巴比伦被掳归回那个范围没有那么广。
Because the boundary of the return from Babylon is not as broad as this.
现在二次伸手的时候是说出
The second deliverance tells us
一些特殊的地区
It is from a special location.
并且扩展到全地。
And this location is also extend to the whole land.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很严肃的事情。
So here, this is very solemn.
但是你又不能忘了。
But we must also remember.
这里所说以色列的人。
Here, when it speaks about Israel,
并不是很大的一个团体。
It is not a very large group.
他们都是剩下的余数。
They are the remnant of his people.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这就把我们带到一个什么地方去呢
Then where does this term bring us?
在过去的历史没有发生过这个事
In history past, this never happened.
虽然罗马在主后70年或者72、34年的时候把整个的犹大分散到全地
Even though 70 AD, 72, 34 AD when Rome had scattered all of Israel,
那结果犹大以色列就分散在全地。
As a result, Israel was scattered abroad all over.
但是你说啊 ,1948 年他们都回到以色列地重新建国了。
But you say no, in 1948, they all returned to Israel and re-established the nation.
弟兄姊妹我们看到那个景象。
Brothers and sisters, we see that phenomenon.
但是你没有看见那些回到以色列重新建国的是以色列的
But we do not see all that return to Israel to establish the nation again are the remnant of Israel.
因为现在分散在全世界的以色列人比留在以色列地里以色列人还要多。
Because all that are scattered abroad are more than all those who return to Israel today.
所以他们不是余数。
So those who are in Israel today are not the remnant.
他们只是部分的以色列人。
They are only a part, a portion of the Israel.
所以1948年以色列的复国只能说是在这一个二次伸手招聚百姓的序幕。
So we can only say that this is only the beginning, the prelude of this second deliverance when Israel restored their nation in
1948. 那个正本戏还在后头。
And actually the main feature is to come after that.
但是我们不还是要抓住那个余数。
But we still have to hold on to that term, the remnant.
怎么会提出一个余数来呢
Now, why would this term be mentioned about the remnant?
那弟兄姊妹们，这个我们又不能不回到启示录和撒加利亚书上面来看。当那日就是主回来的那个日子。以色列的遭遇。
Then, brothers and sisters, we must look into the book of Zechariah and Revelation about this term remnant, that is when the Lord returns for the second time and what happens to Israel.
我们现在读以赛亚书，所以不是读以色列，所以就不详细说到以色列的那个遭遇。
Now we're reading about Isaiah and not Israel, so we won't go too much detail about what happened to Israel.
但弟兄姊妹应该知道。
But brothers and sisters, we ought to know.
以色列从1948年建国一直到现在，他们一直是给视为的很不友善的。接受很不友善的对待。
The nation of Israel since their restoration in 1948 are not kindly dealt with by their surrounding neighbors.
但是这些许多的不友善比起将来他们所遭遇的根本就算不得什么。
But even the conflict today and all the hostility surrounding Israel today compared to that day is nothing.
因为当主再来的时候地上开始教会被提了地上开始灾难的时候呢，以色列的那个处境就比现在那个处境难上真的是千百倍。
Because after the Lord returns and the church is raptured and tribulation begins on earth and on that day when the Lord returns, then the condition for Israel is so much more greater and more difficult than today.
所以等到差不多到结局的时候，以色列整个的以色列。剩下的确实的数字我们不知道。
Then the end result near the end, we don't know the exact number that will remain of Israel.
我们可以了解的是他们 整个以色列的人死掉了一半以上。
But we can understand all of Israel, more than half, would have died.
所以才剩下那个余数的问题出来。
Then this term will be used about the remnant.
那这是在撒加利亚书上我们看到的。
And we can see that in the book of Zechariah.
我们读过撒加利亚书，参加那时候读经的弟兄姊妹该有一点印象。
And for brothers and sisters who came to the Bible study for Zechariah, we will have somewhat of an impression.
所以提到那个以色列的余数的时候，以赛亚书这样提他们。
So when it mentions about the remnant of Israel, Isaiah says.
罗马书是这样提他们。
And this is what Romans says about the remnant.
启示录也用另外一些方式来记录下他们。
And even in Revelation, it is used in a different way to record this remnant.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你在这里看到。
Here we can see.
主必二次伸手召回他的百姓。
The Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people.
那召回的时候，
and when they are recovered,
那就叫以色列在那里得蒙拯救，而且也得坚固。
And there, not only does the Lord deliver them, but also they are established.
详细的情形，我弟兄姊妹你读。你自己读，从字面上你大概可以领会得到。
Brothers and sisters, even if you read the letter of the word, you will understand.
但是主二次伸手召回他的百姓。
But the second deliverance of the Lord to recover his people.
那个目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose of that?
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们读到这里的时候要注意的。
Brothers and sisters, that's what we ought to pay attention to when we reach this point here.
弟兄姊妹记得，
Brothers and sisters, you remember,
当以色列离开埃及的时候，
when Israel left Egypt,
他们来到西乃的旷野，
when they come into the wilderness of Sinai,
神就和他们立了约，
God made a covenant with them.
那立约的时候就凸显一个非常非常明显的事实。
At the time of the covenant, this is very evident.
这是弟兄姊妹们应该知道。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to know this.
神就选中他们，
God chose them.
要用他们做一个祭司的国度。
And it's to use them as the kingdom of priests.
那个意思就是说，
And that is to mean
以色列整个民族或是整个的国家给神选召站在一个位置上。
That is the people of Israel, the nation of Israel has been chosen by God to take this position
去打通人和神中间的交通，
to open up the fellowship between God and man，
或者说去建立人和神的那个正常的关系，
or to establish that normal relationship between God and man。
那以色列是在神的选召的里头，神是把这样的一个托付交给他们的。
Now in the choice of God, God has entrusted this commitment to Israel。
也可以说，以色列在神面前，他们是接受了一个属灵的责任。
Or we can say that Israel has received from God this spiritual responsibility。
这个属灵的责任就是站在万民和神中间，来把万民和神的那个关系调整好。
And this spiritual responsibility is for Israel to stand between all nations and God to restore the normal relationship。
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
现在我们在这里又看到神特别提到这一点。
Here now again we see God especially mentions about this.
那以色列主的二次伸手把他们召聚回来。
For Israel, when God would extend forth his hand the second time to recover them.
如果我再多用一点时间和弟兄姊妹提的话呢？
If I use more time to mention this with brothers and sisters,
有部分弟兄姊妹也知道的了。
There would be a part of brothers and sisters who would know.
但是有部分弟兄姊妹也许不一定是那么明清楚。
But there may be some of us who are not as clear.
那主必二次伸手召回他的百姓。刚才我们看到那里边所说的那个地区的时候，你说那是整个全地哦。
The second time when the Lord delivers them, when we look at the locations here, you say that is the whole land.
连海岛都包括在里头。
It even includes the islands of the sea.
那么犹太人他们，或者说以色列民，他们居然分散到 这么宽广吗？
You would question then, would the scattering of Israel be so broad all over?
那弟兄姊妹我们都知道的。
Now brothers and sisters, we all know.
以色列是借着十二个支派来连成一个民族。
Israel is made up of the 12 tribes to become one nation.
啊，然后就借着这十二个支派作为那个立国的基础。
It is through these 12 tribes, they the foundation of this nation.
所以我们读旧约的历史的时候，我们很常常碰到十二支派，十二支派，十二支派。
Therefore, when we read the Old Covenant, many times we come with the 12 tribes, we come in contact with the 12 tribes.
那为什么十二支派？
Why is it the 12 tribes?
弟兄姊妹，这是神的拣选。
Brothers and sisters, that's the choice of God.
就用着他们这十二个支派所组成的民族或者是国家来承担神给他们的那个属灵的责任。
That is, God will use these 12 tribes to establish the nation of the people, to establish His will.
我们读圣经的历史也知道。
When we read the history in the Bible, we
also know. 北方十个支派在亚述灭掉他们的时候，就把他们迁移到其他的地区。
At the time when Assyria destroyed the northern kingdom of 10 tribes, they have moved them in exile to all other places.
从那个时候开始，一直到现在。
From that point on until now.
在以色列人的心思的里面，他们一直觉得他们有十个支派不见了。
In the heart of Israel until today, they feel that their 10 tribes are missing.
所以他们就提到这个失踪的十个支派。
So they will say that there are these 10 tribes that are missing, that are gone without trace.
那不是说这十个支派里头没有少数的人可以给人认出来。
Now that is not to say that there are some amongst these 10 tribes that can't be found.
也许是有一些零零碎碎的个别人别的支派的人现在你可以找到。
Perhaps there are some individuals from these 10 tribes that you're able to locate and identify.
但是从整个的十个支派来说找不到。
But as a whole, you cannot find these 10 tribes. They are lost.
现在你碰到的以色列人
and all the Israelites that you encounter today,
如果不是犹大支派的就是便雅悯支派。
They are either from the tribe of Judah or from the tribe of Benjamin.
如果不是犹大和便雅悯就是利未支派。
If they're not from the tribe of Benjamin or Judah, they would be from the tribe of Levi.
南边犹大国的那个主要的成分。
Because they are the majority that make up the southern kingdom of Israel.
那北边的失踪的那个十个支派在哪呢？
Then what about the lost 10 tribes of the northern kingdom?
到现在都没人知道。
Even until today, no one knows.
也许同化到别的民族里头去。
Of course, perhaps they're all mixed into the other races.
也许他们并没有同化，但是他们却是用另外一个面貌出现在这个地。
Or perhaps they're not mixed, but they appear as a different nation today.
所以在人的中间啊，有好些传说。
Therefore, amongst men, there are many thoughts about this.
比如说匈牙利人有人就说他们就是十个支派当中的一部分。
For example, some will say that some of the Hungarians, that they are one of the lost tribes.
人家怎么说他呢？
Now why would they say that about the Hungarians?
人家说因为他们那里头有一个很主要的河流，那个河流叫做多瑙河。
And that is because there is a very important river in Hungary, and they named it...They named that river Danube.
那就是弟兄姊妹，你平常也是听那个一个比轻音乐那个什么蓝色多瑙河，就是那个 Blue Danube 的那，就是那，就是说到这个。
And so sometimes you hear that location of the river in music.
那当然，这个多瑙河并不是单单在以色列。匈牙利的境内，他也转到奥地利，在那边。不过那是一个很大的河流，在那里算是一个好大的河流。
Of course, this Danube River is not only in Hungary, but also flows into Austria, and it's a very major river in those regions.
人家就说，为什么它叫多瑙河呢？
And so they will question, why is this river named as the Danube River?
因为但支派在那。
And that is because the tribe of Dan is there. But brothers and sisters, there is no foundation to those thoughts, and it's only a guess.
又有人说,
and others would say,
英国人, 当中有部分他说,
and there would be some from Britain that would say, oh, we're part of the lost tribes of the 10 lost tribes of Israel.
有什么根据呢?
What foundation is there?
不知道,
they don't know.
相信就是这样,
but that's what they believe.
甚至有人说日本人是其中的一些失散的。
And some would say, part of the Japanese would be a lost tribe of Israel.
那这些事情并不重要。
Now, those are not important.
重要的是什么呢? 你知道有13的10个支派到现在不知道在哪里。
But what is important is you know that there are 10 tribes of Israel that are lost and not to be found yet.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
主说他必二次伸手把他的百姓招聚回来。
But the Lord says he will for the second time to recover the remnant of his people.
帮他们把这些招聚回来的时候, 他们这10个支派跟犹大, 为首的支派就不再做死对头了。
And so then when he restores these lost 10 tribes and the tribes that are there, they no longer will be enemies.
他们就重新联合成为一个了。
They will again unite as one.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们读四福音的时候, 你听到神说他要用好铜的大声棒将他的选民从地上的四方都招聚回来。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read the four gospel, when the Lord says he will gather again his people with a great shout when the trumpets will sound, and that is speaking of this matter here.
1948年的以色列的复国只是一个序幕。
Now, for the restoration of the nation of Israel in 1948, that is only the prelude.
将来有一天，主要把以色列12个支派全都显露出来。
But one day the Lord will reveal to us all 12 tribes.
他们就成为一个。
And they will become one.
重新把神托付给他们的那个祭司的国度的功用显出来。
Once again to manifest the function of the priesthood which God has entrusted to them.
所以当弟兄说你抓到这个事实的时候。
So brothers and sisters, if you grasp that fact.
你就留下了整个12章。 短短的12章就是说这件事。
Then you take note, all of chapter 12, as short as it is, speaks exactly that one thing.
到那日,
in that day,
你必说耶和华呀, 我要称谢你。
You shall say, O Lord, I will praise thee.
因为你虽然向我发怒, 你的怒气却已转消。
O Lord, though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away.
你又安慰了我。
And thou comfort me.
弟兄姊妹你留意了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这几句话, 谁有资格说?
Who is qualified to say these words?
我们说我们有资格。
We say we can say those words.
因为我们从前都是罪人得罪主, 你神的怒气。
We were all sinners and we have sinned against God and God has received the wrath of God.
神借着救恩把我们拯救过来, 就安慰了我们。
And so from salvation, God has delivered us and he comforts us.
原则上你可以应用,
in principle, we can experience and say these words. But practically, we cannot use these words upon us.
为什么呢?
Why?
弟兄姊妹们,你留意到这个话,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to these words.
这个话是根据什么地方来的?
Where are these words found and based upon?
根据第9章,第10章来的。
It is based upon chapters 9 and 10.
我们上次不是接二连三的在那里把那一句话说出来吗?
Last time we mentioned these words again and again.
那句什么话呢?
What words are they?
耶和华的怒气还未转消, 他的手仍伸不住。
That the word of the anger of the Lord is yet turned away, and his hand is not is still stretched out.
弟兄姊妹你看看, 从第9、第10章啊, 神接二连三的说这一句话, 说了4次。
Brothers and sisters, we can see that God spoke those words 4 times in those chapters.
说到神的怒气上他们, 人生, 还没转消啊,
when it says that God's anger is not yet turned away.
感谢神, 这里, 以赛亚, 先知在灵里边就看到神手中的那个工作, 他就站在以色列的那一个地位上面, 在神面前有敬拜，有感谢。
But we thank God in the spirit. The prophet Hosea sees this in a prophecy, and standing in the position of Israel, he can say these words, and he there praises and worships.
说到什么呢？
What did he say?
说到你虽然向我们发怒，你的怒已经转消了。
Though thou were angry with us, your anger is now turned away.
你又安慰了我。
And thou comforts us.
如果我们懂得渔民的那一段事情，
If we understand that matter of the remnant,
你就知道这几句话的那个分量在哪里。
Then we will see the weightiness of these words.
是引出底下的那些敬拜和称赞。
Then it will lead forth to the praises and worship that is to come.
我们读一会儿，你读一下你就知道了。
Even as we read it, we will understand.
当然我特别要弟兄姊妹留意的就是到那日的这三个字。
Of course, I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to those words, in that day.
然后你接上第四节的在那日。
And then when you connect that to verse 4, it says, on that day.
哪一日呢？
On that day that has come.
就是按照他预先所宣告的话显明拯救的日子。
And that is the day when God has already prophesied that day of salvation shall come.
现在我们从第二节念一下。
Then we'll read starting from verse 2.
看啊，神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，并不惧怕。
Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹注意啊，他们是刚刚从神的怒气底下走过来的哦。
Pay attention, now this group of people have just gone through the wrath of God.
但是现在他们可以很坦然的在那里说了。
But now they can say boldly with confidence.
看啊，神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，并不惧怕。
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid.
为什么我不惧怕呢？
Why is it that I will not be afraid?
因为神心疼。不再在我身上追讨了。
Because today no longer will God chasten me.
他追讨的事情已经过去了。
And his chastening has passed.
那现在神和我的关系。
Now the relationship between God and me.
进入一个新的光景。
Has entered into a new condition.
因为主耶和华是我的力量。
For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song.
是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。
He also has become my salvation.
所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation.
留意了。
Pay attention.
在那日。
On that day.
你们要说，当称谢耶和华，求告他的名，将他所行的传扬在万民中，提说他的名，以备尊崇。
On that day you shall say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings amongst the people, make mention that his name is exalted.
谁说这些话?
Who says these words?
你说这些话该是教会说的。
You say these words ought to be spoken by the church.
但弟兄姊妹记得哦。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
这个时候教会在哪里?
Where is the church at this time?
这个时候教会也是被提在天上。
At this time, the church is raptured in heaven.
在主面前与主面对面的。
Now, the church is face to face with the Lord.
那所以这些话就不可能是教会说的。
So these words cannot be spoken by the church.
这些话是教会曾经在地上说了又说，说了又说，说了又说。
These words were spoken by the church again and again repeatedly when it was on earth.
但是这个时候说这些话的。
But at this time, those who speak these words,
不是教会,
it's not the church.
是谁?
Who are they?
弟兄姊妹, 你看, 从上文你知道。
And brothers and sisters, from the text, we will know.
以色列的余民,
the remnant of Israel,
余剩下来的那一批人,
those who remain.
为什么他们会说这样的话呢?
Why are they able to say these words?
因为祭司的国度的功用在他们身上。
Because now the function of the priesthood is restored upon them.
所以他们就在那里高举主的名。
So there they can exalt the name of the Lord.
向耶和华歌唱歌。
And they can sing to the Lord God.
然后把这事普传天下。
And then they're able to make these things known amongst the people.
好，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
到了这里。
At this time,
弟兄姊妹很清楚看到,
very clearly we can see,
整个的以色列都在扬声欢呼的那一种 光景里。
All of Israel is in this condition where there is great shout of joy.
所以我们很清楚地看到。
So we can see very clearly.
这是以色列的给恢复，恢复到一个什么的地步呢？神拣选他们的那个目的。
This is the restoration of Israel to what point? To the point when God chose them.
可所以第六节就明点了西安的居民啊。
So in verse 6, it's very clear, thou inhabitant of Zion.
说到西安的居民啊,
when you say the inhabitant of Zion,
你我火的挤不进去, 挤不进去的,
you and I cannot even squeeze in.
西安的居民不是我们。
We are not the inhabitants of Zion.
如果你要看我们, 地上找不到了。
If you want to look for us, you cannot find us on
earth. 到哪去找呢?
Where do you find us?
到天上去找。
You find us in heaven.
我们感谢主,谢谢。我们一定要把它很清楚地掌握过来。
We thank the Lord. We must grasp this very firmly.
不然的话就我们就越读越迷糊，越读越迷糊。
Otherwise, the more we read, the more confused we will be.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
到了这一个时刻。
At this moment,
由以色列给恢复到国祭司的国度的功用上。
Israel is restored unto the function of the royal priesthood.
根据什么呢?
What is that based on?
末了那一句话
At the last words,
基督在他们当中坐在 大卫的宝座上
It is because Christ is in their midst seated upon the throne of David
因为在你们中间以色列的圣洁乃为至大
That is because the Holy One of Israel is in the midst of thee and he is great
我们感谢神
We thank God.
当国度的王显出来的时候
When the king of the kingdom is manifested,
由以色列就给恢复到祭司的国度的实际的里边。
Israel is restored unto the reality of the royal priesthood.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们把从第七章一直到十二章这许许多多的小节出这几个重点的时候
，Therefore, when we're able to conclude these few points from chapter 7 through 12,
我们就看见了神向以色列说安慰的话。是怎么说的呢
Then we're able to see when God speaks these words of comfort to Israel, how is that spoken?
他没有说乖乖的不要再哭了。
God did not say, be good, don't cry anymore.
只要你不什么我就不再给你难过了。
As long as you do well and are good, then I will not discipline you.
你看见神并不是哄小孩那样子来跟他的百姓说话。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see God does not deal as children to appease them when he speaks to his people.
神是把他整个的计划摆在以色列的面前。
But God places his entire plan before Israel.
你看到万军耶和华的热心一定要成就这个事。
And we can see that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will complete it.
你如果看到这个事情一定在神的手里成就的话。
When we see that surely these things will be completed by the hand of God.
你就认识你现在所处的环境是什么原因。
Then you understand what is the reason why you're in this difficult situation today.
虽然你落到这个光景的里面但是你不会失去希望。
And even though you're in this condition, you will not lose hope.
因为最大的一个问题神没有放弃我们。
And because the greatest issue about that is because God has not forsaken us.
他还保留我们那个祭司的国度。
He still has kept us to have the responsibility as the kingdom of priests.
他也应许说二次伸手来召回我们。
And he has promised that he will set forth his hand a second time to deliver us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这实在是叫我们今天读经的人读到神的心思的时候我们先受了安慰。
Indeed, it is for us today when we read the scriptures, we are first comforted.
因为神这样对他的百姓。
Because when God has dealt with his people in this way,
神就更用他的怜爱和慈怜悯和慈爱来显明在我们这些称为他儿女的众子身上。
Even more so, we will experience greater the love and mercy of the Lord upon we who are called the children of God amongst the sons of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那到了十一章的末了。
At the end of chapter 11,
我们看到神因着叫犹大当时受激励、受安慰、 说了那么许多的话。
We can see that God has spoken so many words to encourage, to comfort Judah at that time.
但是问题在这里。
But this is the issue.
这些话要等好久好久才能兑现呢。
All these words will only be realized a long, long time later.
是神你要做这个事情，但是等到你做的事情呢，我都不在了。
Yes, God, you will do all these things, but by the time these things are completed, I'm no longer here.
我们眼前的那个问题先要解决了。
What about the problem now, right before us?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们在神面前不嘀咕啊，神也知道我们想什么。
Now, even if we don't make any hints to God, He knows exactly what we're thinking about.
说从十三章开始。
So, starting from chapter 13,
神还是因着比犹大的受欺压这一个点而引出另一个角度来给他向犹大说话。
God will speak again to Judah from another angle because of the oppression of Judah that they're facing.
那我们当然今天晚上不进到十三章了。
Of course, tonight we will get into chapter 13.
但是我让弟兄姊妹晓得。
But brothers and sisters, we must know.
神从十三章开始。
Starting,
就在那里宣告一切和以色列发生有关系的列国他们的前途是怎样。
Starting from chapter 13, that will declare to Israel all the nations that surround them and have anything to do with them what the future of those nations are.
他们怎样来对待以色列神都在那里有记录。
How they have dealt against Israel, God records and knows.
神会为以色列出头来解决他们。
God will come forth for Israel to deal with them.
那这从十三章开始又有好大的一个部分，神是在这一个角度来向以色列说话。
Starting from chapter 13 and a very great passage, portion, God will speak to Israel regarding those nations.
但是在这一段话的里边又隐藏了一些属灵的秘密在那里。
But even in that great portion of those passages, there is a spiritual secret that is hidden in that message.
是借着围绕着以色列的列国里边当中所发生的事情，神就借着那些事情来把一些隐藏的属灵的奥秘在那里发表。
God reveals to us the spiritual mystery when He prophesizes about the surrounding nations of Israel and what will happen to them.
我们以后读到的那个时候，我指给弟兄姊妹看。
When we read into that point in the future, I will point it out for brothers and sisters.
但是这一部分因为是说到列国的他们的前途。
But because this portion ahead of us speaks about the future of the nation.
也可以说是预先宣告这些列国的他们的历史和结局。
Or we can say it already foretells for us the future and the result of these kingdoms, these nations.
我们就不会花太多的时间在那里看细节。
We won't spend too much time into going in detail on each of them.
如果是一些历史的事，我会点给弟兄姊妹们去注意。
But as far as some of the points in history, I will point it out for brothers and sisters to take note.
但是我想让弟兄姊妹们要注意的就是从这些话里头去看见神是信实的神。
But I want to show brothers and sisters from these recording, these passages, to point out the fact that God is a faithful God.
So, 就留到我们下个礼拜开始的时候，我们再看。
And then I will keep this until next week when we start in this portion.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.
也许有好多的话弟兄姊妹回去还得要反复的思想。
Perhaps there are still many thoughts and words brothers and sisters have to return and read and consider.
但是我们花点时间去反复思想是值得的。
But it is worth our time when we read again and consider these words.
我们有点祷告吧。
Let us have a word of prayer.